Good evening. My name is Robin, and thank you very much for attending this webinar this evening. This is the first in a series of webinars that we're going to be doing on different areas of property investment on a weekly basis. As it's the first webinar we've done, I do apologise if I get tongue-tied during the webinar. And at the end of the webinar tonight, I will be taking questions. If you have a look on your screen, you see a little orange arrow. If you click on the orange arrow, then some options will come up, one of which will be questions. And as I said, at the end of the webinar, I'll be delighted to answer any questions you have. So, the title of our webinar this evening is Protecting Your Assets and Guaranteeing Your Future in a Volatile Market. There is undeniably a lot of negativity at the moment. And the purpose of this webinar is not to make light of the situation. We are obviously in a very serious situation at this moment in time. However, what I do want to do is talk about the positivity which will come after the negativity. We are living in uncertain times, that's for sure. However, we've lived in uncertain times before. The world has been through economic crises before, downturns before, but it always comes through. And what happens when the world comes through, any time of turbulence, is that there is a boom and a positivity. But that is what I want to talk about. However, at the moment, stock markets are undeniably crashing. Stocks and shares are being wiped out. The lockdown means that people can't work. So because people are having to stay at home, they're worried about their jobs, their livelihood, and their wages. And interest rates are dropping. Because the governments are dropping interest rates, that means that the bank returns are almost negligible at the moment. So if you have your money invested in the stock market, you're worried about how much the stock market's going down and how much you can lose. If you have your money invested in a bank, then likewise, you're going to be worried that there's almost no returns whatsoever. So what I want to talk about is the positivity when confidence returns, because undeniably, things will get better. And when it does get better, we're going to experience the tourism boom. People have been locked in their houses for a long period of time. And every expert which I've seen remarking, talking on this subject, everyone agrees that there will be a boom in tourism. People will want to make every opportunity to get out of their house and to do the things they haven't been able to do. This is also not the first time that there's been a coronavirus outbreak. There was SARS and there was also MERS, both of which have almost completely disappeared now. Also, the original epicenter was in Wuhan. But the Chinese government have learned how to deal with the outbreak, and for several days now, there hasn't been a single case in Wuhan itself. And undeniably, it won't be long before the rest of the world learns from the Chinese, and we follow the same pattern. Also, people are having to stay locked down in their houses, but certainly in France and Spain and UK and other countries throughout Europe, the governments are assisting people with their wages. And so that means that although people can't work, they're still getting their livelihoods and they're still able to live. They still have a sense of security. Also, there's no doubt that in the greatest times of problems is when people will make the greatest returns. And that is what we're really going to talk about today. So we talked about how with the stock market, you can lose a lot of value. You can even have a share totally wiped out. And that in the banks, you can get very low interest rates. Whereas with property, property offers stability. Property is safe, secure, and profitable. There's virtually no way that property could be wiped out to zero, like a stock or a share cap. And also, quite interestingly, 26% of the world's wealth is held in property. So I genuinely believe that property offers a safe, secure, and stable investment in these worrying times. So our mission, what are we doing? We are creating a world-class destination for those who love the idea of spending quality time reconnecting with their family in an environment of outstanding natural beauty and expect a far higher level of service than in a centre park. I'll explain why I talk about centre parks in a minute. So this is the estate. This is the development which we're currently building. And I genuinely believe it is the best holiday investment on the market today. We have over a million square meters of land. We have full detailed planning for over 300 apartments and forest villas. We have a vast array of facilities, which we're going to talk about a bit later. An 18-hole golf course, absolutely stunning spa chateau. The first phase is already completed. This isn't a purely off-plan development. The resort is underway. We have lots of construction. And as I say, the first phase is completed and we have finished a hotel on the land and we've finished apartments and buildings on the land. Also, on top of the properties we've already finished, we have 60 apartments, which are about 70% completed at this moment in time. And the centerpiece of the resort is an absolutely delightful boutique chateau hotel. We're going to talk about a little bit more about that later. So, where are we? We're in the Limousin area of France, which is known as the French Lake District. It's 10 minutes away from the ancient medieval town of La Souterraine, 45 minutes away from the city of Limoges, which has an international airport, 5 minutes away from a train station with direct high-speed trains to Paris, easy motorway, high-speed train access, excellent airport links, and most importantly, it's superb for the mice market. If you have a look at the map of France here, you can see we're almost in the centre. Now, for those of you who don't know what the mice market is, it's meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions. Now, the purpose of our resort when we designed it was to make an upmarket centre park. However, holiday and tourism is generally seasonal. And what the mice market does is it brings in occupancy rates to your hotel outside of the general holiday seasons. It's also exceptionally important nowadays that a resort which is factored around the mice market has huge amount of facilities. The days of turning up to a lecture theatre and watching a boring person like me stand up in front of a lectern and preaching for 3 hours and then breaking for lunch and having a limp sandwich before going back have gone. Companies expect their delegates now to have facilities, golf courses, spas, many, many different facilities so that when they go to the conferences, they're actually engaged in the whole process rather than just sitting there and being spoken to. So, not only have we copied the Center Parcs model, which without doubt is the most successful hotel chain in Europe at the moment, with over 90% occupancy rate, we've also partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world, Wyndham Hotels. Wyndham Hotels are our partner in this project, and they have over 69 million active customers in their loyalty base. So why did we choose France for this resort? Well, first of all, France is number one for lifestyle purchases in the world. Number two, it has 89 million visitors every year. In fact, France is the most visited country in the world for tourism. Three, easy access, many direct flights from all over the world. Has a profitable government leaseback scheme, which we're going to talk about a bit later. And inquiries for French second homes increase year upon year. But why is all this important? And the next thing I need to talk about is most probably the most important thing in the whole presentation. It's the golden rule of property investment. And if you take nothing else from this webinar today, please take notice of this. If you were looking at buying a property with an angle of investment at all in it, then you do not matter. Because no one in the world has ever made a penny by buying a property. You can only make money if you can sell it or you can rent it. It sounds common sense, but so many people buy a property for them and think they're going to make money by buying a property. You can't. You will only make money if someone's going to rent it, if someone's going to stay in it. If they stay in it, they love it and they want to buy it off you. It's a really important consideration in any property investment that so many people forget about. So today I'm talking about a tourism project. So it's really important that you take a second to think about this. If at the end of this presentation, when I've explained the resort we're building and the returns you're going to get and how it all works, you don't think people are going to want to go stay there, then no matter how much you like the idea of it, you should not proceed in any shape or form. You should only consider proceeding if you think people will want to stay within the resort. Because if you think people are going to love the resort, they're going to want to stay there and they're going to have a great time, then those are the people who are going to achieve the rental returns for you, and they'll love it so much they'll want to buy it off you. So, moving on, the boring business bit. Reasons for success. We're inspired by the most successful hotel chain in Europe, which is Center Parcs. As I said, it works on over a 90% occupancy rate. And Center Parcs is an intriguing model. It's based purely around guilt. The Center Parcs model is saying to families, do you spend enough quality time connecting with each other? Do you spend enough time in a green environment? Do you go for walks together? Do you go for cycling together? Do you go fishing together? All of their adverts work around that basis. And we recently shot a video, which at the end of this webinar, I can give you a link to, which shows some of the Center Parcs advertising. And you see it's really aimed at saying to people, you don't spend enough time with your family. So please come set Center Parcs and we'll create that environment for you. It's a very difficult message for people to say no to. So I don't think there's anyone in the world who thinks they spend enough quality time with the people they love. So we're inspired by the most successful hotel chain in Europe. We're partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world. We're in the most visited country in the world with easy access to many direct flights and excellent transport links. So that's the boring business bit. That's why we genuinely believe we're so successful. Here's a CGI picture of what the completed resort will look like. And there's some pictures now to show what's happening. This is current construction on the site. As you see, there's a lot going on, both new builds and existing buildings. We're delighted to be working with Eiffage. Eiffage are the fifth largest construction company in the whole of Europe, and they're running our whole site. So we're working with really good, stable, large company who knows what they're doing. Now, what facilities do we have on site? We've mentioned about we have apartments and we've got a hotel, but it wouldn't work without a huge, vast array of facilities like you can get in a Center Parcs. We have a superb 18-hole golf course with a driving range, world-class spa in an idyllic 16th century turreted castle, which I'll talk about in a minute, a boutique chateau hotel, watering a la carte restaurant, an Aquadome play center with slides and flumes, a 1,600 square meter children's facility and play zone, a question center offering full livery, well-stocked fishing lakes, tennis courts, and many other sports activities. Battlefield Live, that's brilliant. Battlefield Live is a cross between Laser Quest and paintball. It's outside and it's very authentic. It looks like you're wearing full army fatigues, but it doesn't involve paintball, so you don't actually get hurt, which is absolutely superb for corporate events and team building. And we're situated in an area of absolute outstanding natural beauty. Here's a picture of the main boutique hotel. It's beautiful. There's nothing else to say. Absolutely beautiful. We do weddings and events all year round. Here's the a la carte restaurant. Although the borders are shut at the moment and people can't attend resort, the borders will open again. That's a fact. The border, I think in England, they've said 3 weeks. In Spain, it's 4 weeks at the moment. It may get extended, but undoubtedly the borders will open again. And when they do, as I've mentioned, there will be a tourism boom. That's a fact. No one debates that. And when they do, we would be delighted for you to come on a viewing trip with us. We absolutely love to welcome people to the resort, to stay in our hotel, to have a look at the construction, to have a look at things moving on. And when you get to stay there, you'll obviously get to eat this food. And trust me, it's absolutely superb. This is some of the chateau rooms, outdoor swimming pools, the world-class spa facility. The whole of our spa is in a single turreted castle. I hate the idea with lots of spas nowadays in modern hotels. They're an afterthought. They're usually built in the basement and they make a Buddha at one end and some drinking water and a 12 square meter room you're taken into for a massage. It's not what it should be. A spa should be a journey. A spa should make you feel incredible. In fact, all tourism should make you feel special and make you feel incredible. That's what we're going to do here. Not only is it in a turreted chateau, we're building the pool so it starts inside the castle and ends outside the castle. So in the winter period, you swim outside and it's really cold outside, but it's really warm water. There'll be steam rising up and you'll be there with your glass of champagne and it's exactly as it should be. Some pictures of the village. The village has two different types of accommodation, We have some absolutely stunning properties which we're renovating, and we also have some new build properties as well. In fact, there's also a third style of property, which is the Forest Villas, which are, if you look at Centre Parks, the most rented properties are their tree houses. They offer a bit more seclusion, they're absolutely amazing to look at, and we have a collection of Forest Villas ourselves. This is some of the authentic characteristic buildings. This one here is absolutely completed and finished. It's operational now and ready for rental. If you go to Munich, we'd be delighted for you to stay. Some more of the authentic buildings, and here's some of the new build buildings. So it's showing you that this isn't an off-plan resort, as I said before. This is a resort which is well under construction with completed properties. And here's some of the finished apartments. As you see, we have fine furnishings. I love that picture. I just love that picture. I love waking up in that room. And it really, really is stunning properties. And this is the CGI of what the completed village will look like. Here's the 18-hole golf course. It was designed by Weller Designs and it's been constructed by the Irish company EGS. Please feel free to look them up, and they've done hundreds of golf courses around Europe. Fishing. We have three fishing lakes on site. You're going to see some of the size of the fish which get caught on site here now. That's actually a picture taken from one of our lakes there by, I think I took that photo. But here's some of the fish. As you can see, they're huge. The middle one, I'm glad it wasn't me who caught that middle fish. That's a very big fish. Interestingly, fishing is the largest sport people actually participate in England. I don't know how it works for the rest of Europe, but it's got to be absolutely superb for people wanting to go on holiday when we've got so many great fishing opportunities for them. An equestrian centre. We have full equestrian centre with livery, so you can actually take your own horse along. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Outdoor sports facilities, as you see, you've got cycling, trim trails, everything you would expect from an upmarket Centre Park style resort. Indoor aquatic centre, well, the name sums it up itself. You've got slides, flumes, little lazy river. We also have an indoor and an outdoor pool. Because we're based in Europe, we're very aware, sometimes the weather isn't absolutely superb. So the whole of the resort has both indoor and outdoor facilities to ensure we get the maximum occupancy, which means you get the greatest rental return. 1,600 square meter kids adventure zone. I love this room. This adventure zone is themed around the Three Musketeers. It's got lots of slides and it's got the foam ball guns in it, etc. It's also got a restaurant for families within the same building. So it's really aimed at families having some great quality time together. Now, the available properties. We have a wide range of properties from studios all the way up to the Forest Villas. Now, I'm not going to go too into the properties now. Whoever recommended you to have a look at this webinar this evening, please feel free to contact them afterwards if you'd like what we've had to say. But one thing I should mention is these prices include 20% TVA or VAT. Now, the French government have been incredibly forward-thinking, and they want to encourage as much tourism in the country as possible. So, in essence, what they say is, if you agree to rent out your holiday home for more than half a year, we guarantee to give you all of your VAT or TVA back. So what they're saying is, if you agree to rent out your property and make money from renting your property, we agree to give you a 20% cash back. Now, as I say, speak to the person who invited you to the webinar and we can explain more about it. But I'm sure you agree that's an absolutely superb and forward-thinking initiative from the French government. So, what sort of returns do you get when you invest with us? Because at the end of the day, this is a property investment. It is a beautiful resort. And the beautiful resort is what's important because it means people are staying there. But if you're thinking of investing in property and you're worried about the stock market and you're worried about the banks and you want something safe, stable, secure and profitable, then you need to know what you're going to be receiving. Now with us, very simple. For the first year, we pay you a 5% return. And that's immediately, as soon as you buy. We do that because a lot of our properties are off plan. So it will take usually a year for one of the properties to be completed. So during that year while it's being completed, we pay you an immediate return of 5% of the value of your deposit. After that, your property should be completed. and then we will pay you a 6% return for the next 5 years. After that 5 years, the returns then go up to an 8% return from years 6 to 11. Also, we are so confident of the capital appreciation of our properties, we guarantee 125% assured resale on year 5. Now, what that means is we actually hope you're going to be selling your property on the open market at far higher than 125% return because you've got in while the resort is being constructed. But what we're saying is if you can't sell it and you want to give it to us for whatever reason, we guarantee that if we can't sell it for 125% of the price you pay within 6 months, we'll increase your rental returns by an extra 1% per annum. And not only this, if on year 10 you want to give it to us to sell, as I say, I don't think you should. I think you should sell it more, so sell it yourself for far more on the open market. But if you give it to us to sell, and after 6 months, we can't get you at least 150% of the price you paid, we will give you an extra 1% on your rental return per annum. So not only have you received a 5% during construction, 6% return for 5 years, and then an 8% return for the next 5 years, you also get that capital appreciation. I'm sure you'd agree that is a very, very attractive offer. And as I said, your first return is paid in advance. So there's two ways of owning properties with us. The first is full ownership. This is where you buy a property yourself, either in your own name or in the name of a company. Buying a property in France is one of the safest property places to buy a property in the world. And we use the French VIFA system, which basically means the safe way of buying off-plan property. It's a government control system. And what happens is you will pay your money to an independent government notaire. You do not pay the money for your property to the developer. The government notaire will only release the funds to the developer once it hits a particular build stage. And what's really important to understand is we have to build the build stage first before we ask you for the funds. That way, you're always paying in arrears, so you always have that level of safety and security that your property is further along than the money you pay. The payments are broken down, as you can see on your screen now. When you first reserve, it's generally a 5% deposit if you're using the French VIFA system. Then you pay an extra 29%, making a total of 34% once you get to the foundations. Once the building is wind and watertight, which basically means having a roof on and windows and doors on, then it goes up to 70%. That ends up 100% when the property gets delivered to you. The second form of ownership we offer is fractional ownership. And this is really, really exciting way of owning a property. With fractional ownership, it is equally safe, secure, and profitable. It's a tried and tested way of owning properties, where a UK company is created, which buys a French property in its entirety. We then sell memberships or ownership of that company. So you buy part of a company which owns a property. Because you're buying part of the property, we have 13 different owners. And 13 goes into 52 four times. So every owner of the company is entitled to use the property for 4 weeks. But if you remember, as it's in the French leaseback scheme, you have to give back at least half of your weeks into the rental pool. So you have to give at least 2 of those 4 weeks to be rented out, which you're going to want to do anyway because you want to achieve your rental returns. Now, what's lovely about fractional ownership is you manage to own a property and pay 1/13th of the price of the property, but still get all the benefits as if you owned it fully. You're in no disadvantage because you buy a fraction. If you work out the price of our fractions and times it by 13, you will find out it's exactly the same price as buying a full property. Now, some people prefer to buy a full property for lots of different reasons. If you're into investment, possibly you want it all in your own name, or you may want it in your own company vehicle, because that sometimes has some great tax advantages. But what I love about fractional ownership is it gives people the opportunity to purchase an aspirational property that they would never have a chance of owning outright. But most people only get a couple of weeks holiday a year. So you can buy that property, which you wouldn't be able to afford outright, but you can afford a fraction of it, and you can use it every year and get a rental return from it. And so it offers the people the opportunity to have something special. That's got to be a good thing. So, special offer. We're very aware at the moment, obviously, of the crisis, and we're very aware that the borders are closed. So normally we do most of our sales on viewing trips. We love people to attend the chateau, to see everything we're doing, to stay in the resort and have a look at the construction and have a guided tour. However, obviously at the moment, that's impossible. So what we've agreed is, normally we take a reservation fee when someone wishes to reserve a property. In other words, take it off the market. And that fee is €500 for a fraction or €1,000 for a full property. Then you'll be sent all of your contracts. Once your contracts have been dealt with and you've supplied your anti-money laundering information, such as passports and where you live, etc., then usually full payment of the deposit will be due 2 weeks to 4 weeks afterwards. However, we're very aware that lots of people won't want to proceed until they've had a chance to view the property. So what we're willing to do now as a special offer is say that no further payment is necessary until the borders reopen. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, there's undoubtedly going to be a tourism boom. There's undoubtedly going to be a feel-good factor when people are allowed out of their houses again and people start doing tourism. Now, as with any development, our returns reduce as the development progresses and our prices increase as the development progresses. So at a particular stage of sales, our prices will go up and our rental returns will go down. But you don't have to worry about that. Because if you were to consider reserving now, then for a relatively small amount, you can lock off that property and you don't have to pay anything else until the borders are relaxed and you can go and have a look at it. So you can get in now before the inevitable boom. And what it means is that you can secure your investment and secure your future, which unfortunately at the moment, stock markets and banks just are unable to do. And it's very, very important to remember that should you decide you wish to proceed now before the borders are open, that you will get your first year payment in advance. So the key points, with us, you are buying directly from the developer. We have full planning permission for the whole estate. We're part of the largest hotel group in the whole world. The estate has a profound underlying asset. Your investment is fully managed and hassle-free. You don't have to worry about it. All you have to worry about is having a glass of wine on the terrace. World-class facilities add value to the properties. We're part of the profitable leaseback scheme, which means you can get a 20% cashback. You have a strong guaranteed exit strategy. It's a safe and secure investment opportunity, and investors now will benefit from getting in early and having guaranteed capital appreciation. And most importantly, it's really important to remember that there is always a dawn after the darkness, and things will get better. The borders will reopen. There will be a positive feel good, and now is the time to consider securing your future. So I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to attend the webinar today. I'll now answer any questions you got. So if you click on that little orange arrow and you'll get the options coming up, and there will be a box there for questions. And so I'll now have a look. At the moment, no one's got any questions, which is great. But I'll just wait a few seconds to see if anyone comes in with a question. Still no questions. Still no questions. To reserve a property. Yes, to reserve a property, I think I mentioned it earlier, it's €500 for a fraction or €1,000 for a full property. However, it's important to remember that you've got a lot of work before you get there. When you're speaking to the person who introduced you to this conference, you're going to want to find out everything about the resort, about the different properties, about how it works, about how the contracts work, before you even get to that point. But when you are ready and you do wish to proceed, then what you're looking at is €500 to reserve a fraction, €1,000 to reserve a full unit. The track record. been involved in it. So what's the track record of us? Well, we've been involved in the sale and construction of 3,000 properties worldwide in 10 different countries around the world. We used to, though, just sell holiday properties. But we realized that selling holiday properties wasn't actually the best thing for the client. We were building properties which people were asking us to build. But they were kind of asking for something they didn't really want, because when you're on holiday and they were having an amazing time with a glass of wine on the terrace, they said, we're going to spend every summer here. Yeah, when people actually bought their holiday homes, they found that life just moved on and they didn't spend all their summers there. So they weren't spending time in their property, but they'd asked us to build a property for them, going back to the golden rule, not for someone who's going to rent it. So they were struggling to rent their properties because it wasn't part of the resort. We looked at this about 5 or 6 years ago and realized that we needed to change the business model. Holiday home ownership should be profitable, should be safe and secure, but it should also be hassle-free. So if you build your holiday homes around a sexy hotel, then the people who are staying in the holiday homes have a better time when they're staying in the holiday home because they get all the facilities of the hotel. But then when they're not using their own holiday home, they give it back to the holiday home, so it actually generates an income for them. What is Wyndham's role? Wyndham are our partners in the project. It's in essence a franchise, but we get to use all of the Wyndham's training, all of the Wyndham's management facilities, and most importantly, we have access to their database of 69 million users. Us being inspired by Centrepass is very important because of the high occupancy rates, but our partnership with Wyndham and their strength in the MICE market we were talking about earlier makes a fusion which is undeniably going to be successful. Thank you very much for that question. Does the agreement roll on? Yes, I should have said that. The returns I mentioned earlier is an 11-year return, 5% for the first year, then 6% for the next 5 years, then 8% for the next 5 years. But at the end of those 11 years, you do have an automatic right to renewal. Is this better than a buy-to-let? Now, that's an intriguing question. For me, undoubtedly, for several reasons. The first one, a buy-to-let, you're very dependent upon the market conditions and people actually paying you. The person you're gonna let stay in your apartment most probably doesn't have an underlying asset worth tens of millions. With us, the person who's guaranteeing you returns has an underlying asset with no bank debt, no finance debt, no charges over it, but an asset worth tens of millions. So if I was wanting someone to guarantee they're going to pay my return, I would want it to be someone in a very strong, stable financial position. Also, I've got to be honest, you don't get to use a buy-to-let, because in a buy-to-let, someone's in it. With us, you get the returns you would get with a buy-to-let investment, backed by a company partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world with an asset worth tens of millions, and you get to go and stay in it. You get to take your family. You get to take advantage of the facilities. Reconnect with your family. Have a glass of wine on the terrace. So yes, undoubtedly, I think this is a far better than a buy-to-let investment. Next question. I don't have any more questions at the moment. Ah, excellent. You've heard it's quite a rural area. Yes, it is a rural area. As I mentioned, it is an area of outstanding natural beauty. Now, if you look at the Centrepass model, as I say, they're the most successful hotel chain in Europe. They were bought by Blackstone, and they're an exceptionally successful company. All of the Centrepass are in areas of outstanding natural beauty. The whole point of the resort is that it's not near large cities, and it's not in a built-up area. You need to be in a beautiful area. You need to be around the greenery, because your advert's going to say to parents, are you spending enough time in nature with your children? Or are you busy and letting them sit in front of the TV or the computer game playing Fortnite? Our method, our model, our message to people has got to be, get back with your family, reconnect with your family on holiday. So yes, you're in an area of outstanding natural beauty. It's perfect. Hidden fees. That's a good question. No, there are no hidden fees. So long as you agree to rent out your property for more weeks than you use, we guarantee that all of your fees are covered. I think the only one I didn't mention at the beginning it was on the slide, was the prices we were mentioning include VAT, but you do have 3% closing costs to pay the notary when you're completing your property. That's actually included in a fractional purchase. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're buying a full property in your own name, there is an extra 3% to be added on. But anywhere in the world where you buy a property, there's always purchase taxes you have to pay. Okay. Just looking. Refurbishment, great question. Because you're giving the property back to us, and remember I mentioned at the beginning, it's hassle-free. The refurbishment of the properties is our responsibility while you're letting the property with us. So for that first 11 years, when you're giving it to us to rent out and achieve those returns for you, the responsibility for the refurbishment of your properties is ours. So no, there's no hidden cost in relation to us saying, oh, you've got to refurbish your property. What will happen is that when someone's staying in your property and they break a chair, that we contact you and say, a chair was broken, we've replaced it. Don't worry. That's the beauty of a hassle-free investment. Yes, thank you very much for that question. I've been asking you to let your friends and family go. Yes, you can let your friends and family go and stay in your property. Of course you can. It's your property, you own it. And also added benefit, which I should have mentioned earlier, is that owners, when they're staying at the resort, get a 25% discount of all of the facilities. Okay, that looks like that's it. Can I take my dog? Wow, these are good questions. Okay, yes, of course you can take the dog. The resort is for the whole family. In fact, there's something I should mention. But please don't even consider proceeding on the basis of what I'm going to say now. But we are applying at the moment for two new phases of planning. Because families aren't just parents, children, grandparents, and the rest of the extended family. It's also pets. And the largest sector of growth tourism in Europe today is pet tourism. So we're designing two new phases which don't have planning yet. One is a full equestrian area. As I said, mentioned earlier, we have livery, but we're talking about equestrian orientated apartments close to the livery, so that when you go and stay in a resort, you can bring your own hat, your own horse, and go on your own hats and explore the area. And the second area is a doggy daycare facility. So they're independent, detached villas, away from the rest of the resort, based around a doggy daycare facility. And when I say doggy daycare facility, I don't mean a kennels with cages. We're talking that when you go there with the whole family, and you turn up here, because it's in Fast, you can get there by car, you've got your dogs with you, you can go and take advantage of the 18-hole golf course, stunning spa, or any of the facilities, and you'll place your family loved one into the doggy daycare facility, and there's a huge amount of entertainment and activities to do there. It's something to be really excited about, because I think that the whole concept should be for the whole family, and families now really do include pets. Is construction work on hold? Yes. About 4 days ago, the French government decided that, just the same as in most countries in Europe, that people were on lockdown. So that means that people are only allowed to go to work in France at the moment if it's for a critical job, healthcare, etc. However, up until 4 days ago, huge amount of construction on site. And as soon as the lockdown is released, all of the builders will be back on site. Indeed, I actually found out today that someone had been on site during the lockdown. But yes, there was construction on site right up until the last day when the French government told everybody to stay inside, and there will be huge amounts of construction again. No one knows how long the lockdown will last, but if you follow what happened in China, it's not going to be a case of an exceptionally long period of time. It's amazing how the Chinese have managed to now restrict new cases. So they've stopped them all in the epicenter. So if we use that as a model, we're most probably talking weeks more than months before the lockdown starts finishing. How many restaurants are there on site? Wow, okay. We've got several cafes, patisserie, five different restaurants. We have the Al Club restaurant in the Golf Club House. We have the absolutely stunning award-winning restaurant in the Boutique Chateau. We have a restaurant in the spa, which I call Panini and Champagne, but is that sort of food, healthy food, etc. Although it never is healthy food. If you ever go into a spa, you always see people drinking champagne. You think, well, food is really healthy. We have a children's restaurant within a children's facility. And we've got numerous, as hotel slang, food and beverage outlets around the resort. Yeah, that answers that one. If I come with more people, can I upgrade? Yes, you can upgrade your properties. And another really important thing is if you reserve a property now, and I really hope you do because I'd love you to join the family, and you go on your viewing trip and you think, I really wish I bought something bigger, then of course you can upgrade. Now, I have mentioned several times that prices are going to go up and rental returns are going to go down. But when that happens, if you reserve now and you upgrade, then you'll be able to take advantage of that deal on your new property. Okay, just scrolling down, there's a lot of questions suddenly coming in. Just give me a second. Thank you for the excellent presentation. Regards from Finland. That's very kind. Thank you very much, Eric. Who decides what time of year you could take for 2 weeks of fractional ownership? Right, excellent question. Thank you very much, Keith. The question is, who decides what 2 weeks you can use? We work on a very, very fair system. There are 13 high season weeks in a year between summer, Easter, and Christmas. From those 13 weeks, as you may have guessed, we've got 13 owners within the resort, within each company. So that means every single member is guaranteed at least one high season week. And at the beginning of the year, you're asked to choose your first high season week. So everyone gets it. Then once everyone in the company has chosen a high season week, then you get to choose your other week. And the beauty of this system is anyone is guaranteed to get some time in the holiday season. Okay, next question. What is Wyndham's role? I've answered that one. Please bear with me, sorry. I should actually put my glasses on for this. Because I get out of my glasses when I'm reading. And I know there's some questions from someone which I can't see here. Okay, how can you guarantee returns? Very, very simple. We need to do an undertaking like this. And as I said, we have an asset worth tens of millions. You don't just do that because the developer thinks it's going to work. You get a huge amount of feasibility reports, structured feasibility reports, which look at the resort and look at the future resort and give you projections. We did that. We used the largest hotel company in the world, HVS. We've also used other companies such as Valhalla, Howard's, and we've had numerous feasibility reports looking at what we can achieve. Also, we signed a partnership deal with Wyndham Resorts, and large American companies check every I, dot every T, trust me. And we've done a huge amount of research. The returns we are very, very comfortable in that we will achieve are higher than what we're guaranteeing to the clients. And that's very important. Because if you can't work out how the developer is making money, then you shouldn't get involved. So from all the feasibility reports and all the studies we've done, we are exceptionally confident that we will be able to achieve a far higher return than we're offering to you. But secondly, should there be any problems, we have an underlying asset without any bank finances or charges worth tens of millions. So the actual returns that we're offering, we're very, very comfortable that we can cover. What if would happen if we went bankrupt? Really great question. In essence, we can't. You can only go bankrupt if you can't make payments. Now, if most developers, what they would do is they would put down a small deposit on the land and they would borrow finance from a bank or financial institution. And they would borrow the finance and try and build the resort. While that was happening, they would have to pay interest payments to the bank. And if ever they fell behind on interest payments, then the bank could make them bankrupt and could take the whole resort off everybody. Because we have no bank or finance charges, we don't have interest payments to make to a bank. The only people we make interest rental returns to are you, the customers, and it's your resort. So in essence, that's why this is such a safe and secure development. You have an asset worth tens of millions. You have a partner who's the largest hotel chain, based on the most successful hotel resort within Europe, with no bank finances or bank charges or debts, etc., on an underlying asset worth tens of millions. That is how we are so comfortable with how we're going to achieve the returns, and also how we're so comfortable that we can't get bankrupt. Next question. When are the prices scheduled to increase? I can't actually tell you that at this moment in time. We do have prices scheduled for an increase, but it's not done on the time, it's done on how many sales we make. So once you hit particular milestones on sales, the prices increase and the returns decrease. So once we hit that milestone, then we will announce the changes in the prices and the rental returns. What about refurbishment? If you remember, I mentioned that one a bit earlier. There are no refurbishment costs. We cover all of the refurbishment costs for you while your properties are rented out by us. What happens after 11 years? Do we have to pay anything? Theoretically, no. I'll be honest with you. If we give the property back to you and it gets damaged when it's been handed back to you, and then you want to give it back to us, then yes. But because your property has been with us and managed by us, rented by us for that period of time, we have to keep it in appropriate conditions so that the customers who are staying in the resort have an absolutely superb experience. So no, there should be no refurb cost at the end of the 11 years. That's the last question. I'll give it a few seconds to see if any more questions come up. Any more questions? Any more questions? Do we have to, is it easy to purchase finance? Yes, question there, someone from Dubai. Yes, people from Dubai can buy very easily with us. In fact, we have lots of people who bought with us from the Middle East. France has no restrictions for people from the Middle East buying. Yeah, there's absolutely no restrictions at all. We'd love you to come buy with us. And that is it. So, I would like to thank you very much for taking the time to attend the webinar today. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact the person who introduced you to this webinar. And if you wish to speak to me myself, then we can arrange that as well, and I can answer any questions you have. But once again, thank you very much for taking the time, and hopefully you'll join us next week when we do our next webinar. Thank you very much.